Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Billy's back, and boy, she got some good things. You don't want to miss any of the broadcasts. So, Billy, welcome. We are glad to have you. We're looking forward to hearing from heaven.
Hearing from heaven, and actually hearing what heaven has said in the Psalms.
Yes, amen.
That we're going to see. Prophetic Psalms. We're looking at prophecies in the Psalms.
Oh.
And we saw yesterday that there are three in a row, Psalm 22,
yeah,
on the cross, mm-hmm. Psalm 23, Shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd, Psalm 24, the soon coming King.
Praise God.
So now we're going to look at another series, and these are the Hallel Psalms, H-A-L-L-E-L. Hallel means praise. You know that word we use, hallelujah?
Yeah.
Praise to Yah. Praise to God. So these are the Hallel Psalms, and they are a series of six psalms. They start at Psalm 113, and they go through Psalm 118. They are used in public praise, and they are sung many, many times during the year. There are, of all the seven moeds, or seven festivals or feasts, there are three main ones: Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. And these are sung at all of those. They are sung at Hanukkah, and they are sung at various other times, which you probably wouldn't recognize if I, you know, told them to you. But they're sung many, many times. They have been sung at Passover ever since the beginning. These six psalms celebrate five themes. And here are the themes of these six psalms. Number one, deliverance from Egypt. Two, the dividing of the Red Sea. Three, the giving of the Torah, the Word of God at Sinai. Four, resurrection of the dead. And five, the Messiah. So these are sung all of, and bringing forth those themes every year, all these many times. They are especially sung in connection with the Passover Seder. You know, Passover is a feast that begins, and then there's a seven-day feast. And the first meal in the evening is the Seder meal. And that's the beginning of the Passover. And that's where we see the Lord's Supper. He had Passover. He celebrated Passover with his disciples. And he, although he had celebrated it with them already, this was his third time. He said, with desire, it says in Luke 22, I have desired to eat this Passover with you. Because he's going to reveal to them the things that all the elements of the Passover meal and what they meant, and that he is the fulfillment of the Passover lamb. The Passover used to be, it's called Seder because Seder means order. And if I said to you in the morning and I met you in Israel and I said, Ma Shalom, what is your peace? And one answer people give is, Bas Seder. Ba is in, Seder is order. In other words, things are in order, Bas Seder. So at the Passover meal that they've had ever since they began the first Passover, things are done in order. The same things are on the plate. They tell the story of the Passover in order. And it's called the Haggadah, and it takes practically all night when you celebrate it in a Jewish home, and they do it exactly in order. That Passover Seder, which Jesus celebrated with his disciples, was probably done the oldest way, which it was divided into two parts. The first half consisting of the first two psalms, they sang Psalm 113 and 114. Before the second wine cup, there are four cups in a Seder meal. And the last four psalms, 15, 115, Hallel Psalms, 115 through 118, are after the fourth or last cup. Now, when I was a little girl, I read this scripture, Matthew 26, 30, and also verse 26. Luke also tells it. But in Matthew, he says, it is written, and when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. So after they had taken the last cup, they sang then an hymn. I used to wonder, just a little kid, I thought, is that, you know, could that be Amazing Grace? Maybe it's Blessed Assurance. But it wasn't. It was. We know exactly what it was. It was the last of these Hallel Psalms. It was particularly the 118th Psalm. The Passover was to be celebrated forever, the Lord said in the book of Exodus, and it means the Haggadah is to tell it forth. So by means of this commemorative meal, they told forth the Passover, they told forth what it means. And so they sung every one of these, the first part, first psalms they sung before a certain first half of the meal, and then the last psalm. So we're going to see what they sang. And this is what Jesus sang. This is Israel's psalm book. So he sang every Passover of his life since he's a little boy and first learned to talk. He has sung these same psalms. So Psalm 113 begins with, praise ye the Lord. And they would do it responsively. And one would sing, the Levite or someone would sing, praise ye the Lord. And the people would say, praise ye the Lord. And then, O servants of the Lord, bless the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. That doesn't mean all day long, though you should praise the Lord all day long. That means from the east, where the sun rises, to the west. That means all around the world, praise the Lord. He is to be praised, his name and his glory. And so you can read Psalm 113. We're going to go on to Psalm 114. Remember, one of the themes is Passover. So they're going to sing it here about when they came out of Egypt. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of strange language. So it's going to tell about when they came out. Look down at verse 7. Tremble thou earth at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. So you can get a little picture of that if you've seen Cecil B. DeMille's The Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston. You can see how dramatic it was when they came out of Egypt. Now let's look at Psalm 115. Remember, these are the Hallel Psalms. They're sung all of these holidays, and they're sung in order. Now here we come to Psalm 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory. And we're going to skip down now to verse 12. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, small and great. Now that would get us in on it.
Yes, amen.
The Lord, now here's what's going to happen in this blessing. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. But on verse 14, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Here is a note in the Art Scrolls to Tehillim. These words provide a most accurate description of blessing, bracha. Blessing means increase and abundance. The meaning of blessing is increase. So what does it say in verse 14? The Lord shall increase you more and more. And the Jews understood that blessing means increase.
Praise God.
Blessing means increase and abundance. These words provide a most accurate description of blessing.
That's awesome. I like that.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Whereas the closest definition of curse is decrease and loss. The Jews understand this. The closest definition of curse is decrease and loss. The closest definition of blessing is increase and abundance, curse, decrease, and loss. Whether it's of your health, of your finances, of your children.
I remember that.
Yep. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. You remember how it was?
I'm never going back.
When you lived in the decrease time?
Yes, I
do. Ooh, we want to live in the increase time.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these holidays, the Jews are singing this.
Jesus redeemed us from the curse.
You don't think this gets down in your spirit if you're a little Jewish boy or girl and you're singing this every Passover, every Pentecost, every Sukkot, and you're singing it every Tabernacles, and you're singing it every Hanukkah, and you're singing it at other times, which we didn't go into and mention. Blessing is increase. Blessing is increase. That's why some of my Jewish friends said to me, we don't get it with Christians, how they think that poverty could be a blessing.
Because they don't
because
know
they sung this
better.
And sung this and sung this and sung this. And they know better.
From childhood they sang it.
Yes.
They got it too.
Yeah, they got it. And that's the point of having them sing these same psalms over and over and over and over and over so that they get it. Now, Psalm 116 in the Hallel Psalms, I love the Lord. He has heard my supplication. We're going to go down to Psalm 117, which is a really little short one. Praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great. Hallelujah. But the one we want to camp on is Psalm 118. This would have been the last one that the Lord and his disciples sang before they went out. So we're going to do a little extra study of this one. Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. They use that phrase all the time. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. And here comes us. Amen. Let them that fear the Lord say, his mercy endures forever.
That's right. That's the opposite of unbelief.
Oh, surely is. Verse 5, I called upon the Lord in distress. I want you to know this word distress. It's the Hebrew word tsar, T-S-A-R, and it means a narrow place, pressed into a narrow place from outside pressure. It is the word that is used when it talks about tribulation or the time of Jacob's trouble. When that tribulation period comes, those 7 years, it's a time of great pressing, pressing into a narrow place. I called upon the Lord in tsar, in a narrow place, and he answered me and set me in a large place.
We've all been in narrow places.
Yes, and it's better to be in a large place.
Yes, that's right.
So narrow place, large place. Narrow place,
curse, blessing.
Large place, blessing.
That's
bless
right.
the Lord.
Amen.
Verse 6, what a great verse. So the Lord great. Is on my side.
Yeah.
I will not fear what man can do to me.
Praise God.
The Lord takes my part with them that help me. Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus is singing this, and he's about to go to the cross. And so now we see some of this being fulfilled in his going to the cross. So look at verse 11. They compassed me about. Yea, they compassed me about. But in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Verse 13, Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but Jehovah
Thank you,
helped
Jesus.
Me.
For me you did that.
Yeah, he did it for me, yes. The Lord is my strength and song and is become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The Messiah, Jesus, he is the right hand of the Lord. Verse 17, I shall not die but live. He's going to go to the cross, but he's not going to stay dead. He did die, but he's going
to
live
yes,
and declare the
God.
Works of the Lord.
Praise
now,
God.
Almost everybody recognizes that verse 22 speaks of the Messiah. Verse 22, the stone which the builders rejected is become the headstone of the corner. The stone which the builders rejected, he that was rejected for the building of Israel's house at that time, he became the head of the building that is the house being built for the Lord right now.
Praise God.
Now, here's a verse that most people do not get. Well, verse 23, they can get that one. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous
yes,
in our eyes.
Is.
Verse 24, people have a shallow meaning of it. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, they do like this. This is the day that the Lord has made. And they think of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah. Today, whatever
Today.
It is.
That's not the meaning of this at all. Now, I'm going to read it to you I'm going to read this to you as it is translated in the Tehillim by Hebrew translators. And then I'm going to get Gloria to confirm it. This is the day Hashem has made, which stands for Jehovah, we will rejoice and be glad, not in it, in Him. Now, Gloria, I want you to see if that's what it says right here. Up here.
All right, show me where. This is the day Hashem has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
In Him. In Him.
We will rejoice and be glad in Him.
Who are we going to be glad
in? Well, that's good, Billy.
Yeah, we're going to be glad in the Passover lamb, the lamb that was slain. And when He's slain and when He's risen from the dead, a new day comes.
So the King James translates
it.
It's
the day.
In Him.
But the day that it's talking about is not Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's how Jesus said in John, He said, in that day you shall ask me nothing, but whatever you ask in my name, the Father will do. Yeah. He says, in that day, a new day is coming, a new covenant day. And that is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in Him. This is the day. We've been living in it ever since He rose from the dead. Yeah. Ever since He went to the cross, He went to hell for us. He was raised up. He put off from Himself principality, power, might, and dominion. Ever since that day, it's been this new day. And
praise
we rejoice.
God.
We rejoice in Him, the one that brought us the new day. And another thing you might like to know, a little tidbit, it says, we will rejoice and be glad. That if you ever sing that song, Hava Nagila, Nagila is we will rejoice and be glad in Him, Ve Nisimecha. So you actually sing these songs, these words you may not know, you just learn the pronunciation of the Hebrew, but this is a common saying, we will rejoice and be glad, Nagila, Ve Nisimecha. So that's the highest of joy, the highest of praise. Now think about it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, verse 25. Send now, what? Prosperity. Prosperity is in that new covenant, verse 25.
Praise
Blessed
God.
Be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which has showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even to the horns of the altar. Of course, He was the sacrifice. And so when He sang that song, and they sang that song, it was actually the fulfilling of this scripture right here. The new day is coming, and as He walked out, He was singing. He sang this. Jesus sang this every year of His life.
So but we think are about, in the day.
We're in this day.
Of prosperity.
Yes.
Because we've been redeemed.
Yes.
From the curse.
Yes.
And put into the blessing.
Yes.
When we make Jesus the Lord of our lives.
And He was the sacrifice that was given for it, that was bound to the horns of the altar.
Praise God.
What is so thrilling to me is to realize that He
that is awesome.
Sang this knowing that He was going to be the vehicle that brought it to pass. He was going to be that Passover lamb
himself.
That brought that to pass. Bless the Lord. So these psalms, the Hallel Psalms, Psalm 113 to Psalm 118, when Jesus wanted to teach, the Father wanted to teach them something over and over and over and over, they sang it. Every one of these holy days, they sang about this.
Praise God.
Bless the Lord. Prophetic
you know,
psalm.
I like that a lot better than bringing in the sheaves, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
Oh, my. You don't want to miss any of these broadcasts. We're so blessed to have Billy sharing with us. And we love you, Billy.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Awesome.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.